Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. If you've spent any time in Sacramento's bar scene, there's a good chance you've come across the work of Ryan Tseng, whether in a craft cocktail that he created or through his art that adorns the walls of many establishments in the city, from Shady Lady off R Street to The Grange. Ryan is about to embark on another creative journey, this time as a book author. His debut novel is in the urban fantasy noir genre, and he's hosting a release party this Thursday at the Citizen Hotel's Scandal Bar. And he's here to tell us all about it. Ryan, welcome to Insight. Congratulations.
Hey, great. Thanks for having me on. Hi, Vicky.
Well, first of all, I just want to address the title. The book is called Love It All, F It All, which we're going to refer to as Love It All for this FCC monitored conversation for public radio. Where did the title come from?
I think... You know, the book really came out of me about 5 years ago, and I never really started writing before, and I just started writing a lot in the morning. And it's a quote from one of the characters in the book. He's the narrator. He's pretty over the top guy, and I left it. It kind of gives people a little warning, a little speed bump, let them know what they're getting into, you know, and it's kind of fun.
As an artist and a bartender in Sacramento, I mean, you've done a lot of creative projects here. Did you always want to try your hand at writing?
Yeah. I've always loved reading. You know, I love storytelling. You could talk to my kids about the crazy stories I heard growing up. And then this was my first real attempt at it. You know, I just had this idea for a story, and then I didn't know it was going to be a book about 5 years ago. And I started this routine of writing every morning, and then just writing and writing and kind of falling in love more with the craft of it. And then eventually this book came out, and it's the one of probably four of a series. I just really fell in love with bringing, just like the title says, like everything I've experienced in my life, and kind of bringing this kind of absurd voice. And it's kind of funny, it's kind of dark. It just taking the leash off and letting it run and see where it takes me.
What drew you to fantasy noir?
I think it was kind of funny to me. I you know, when I'm working and stuff, I can be really happy, but I think, like all of us, we can have this kind of dark, serious side that is get us caught in, and we can ruminate on too many things. But by having like a genre and having a lizard man and a wolf headed extortionist, like it kind of broke me out of my seriousness, and it made it kind of fun and funny. And if you've ever worked any time in restaurants, we're always sharing stories about the terrible B movies that we're watching, or the silly comic books. And it just seemed kind of fun, lightened it up a bit for me.
Yeah. So your past life in hospitality and bars inspired and helped shape this book.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. This is really a love song to that part of my life. A lot of this is a lot of back of the house stuff.
What is it about the book?
So it's Roland Desmond. He's the narrator. He's kind of your not a reliable narrator, telling a story about him and his wife started a restaurant. It didn't work out. So he gets this kind of wild, crazy idea to start paying some of these bills that he got. And then a bunch of money starts coming in, and then they start getting shaken down every month by these villain, the wolf head guys. And then he kind of spirals throughout the book. But there's a lot of fun stories and crazy experiences that happen along the way.
You know, having the idea is one thing. What was the process like putting this book together? And especially when you finished it and you were able to actually see it in the flesh, see the book.
Yeah. It's just like, I think, what, 98% of the world wants to write a book, right? So just writing every day and writing every day, and then kind of sticking with it and making that better, and sticking with it and making that better, and sharing it. So apologies to all my friends who had to read the early versions of it, and then getting feedback and studying storytelling and how to keep it going along, and really just fall in love with the craft. And the story didn't go away. That I always use that with my art process of, If it doesn't go away, if I can't get my mind off it, I trust it. I just trust the process, and I'll go crazy if I don't finish the project and get it out. So and it was really good for me to, it feels great to hold it.
Yeah, I can imagine it. And it's not only a book, really. I mean, of course, you're responsible for the words, but you're also responsible for the illustrations in the book. And there's even some drink recipes as well, right? Was that always the plan for you to play many roles in this process?
Yeah, I when I started it, I really didn't even think it was going to be like a book. I just was just writing a lot, and this story just kind of started falling out of me. And then I really get in the character and how would he do it? And then, you know, how could I go behind the scenes? And like, yeah, that is, this is the kind of stuff we think about. We think about recipes. We think about, you know, so, and then I did all these drawings while I was writing, never thinking I would put the drawings in the book. It was just me kind of organizing my brain and putting them out. And it wasn't until less than a year ago or so when I was like, well, maybe I should put those in. I always thought they were kind of just doodles and sketchbooks, but then they're kind of fun because it's almost like the narrator drew them.
And this Thursday is a pretty big moment for you. You're going to have the book release party at the Citizen Hotel. How are you feeling about it?
Oh, it's great. It's it really is a home for me there. I was the lead bartender for about 8 years at Grange. And I have that big painting there, and I still love all the people who are there. It's great. And then my daughter's coming out. She's going to be playing some music, and it's really a celebration. I just wanted to say it's out and scream it on the rooftops, you know, let everyone know. Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. You should come if you can.
Oh, I would love to. And it's great to hear that creative energy, you don't just keep it to yourself. It's a family affair. You sent us a song that we're going to use to close the show out. The song is called Marionette. So tell us about your daughter and being a musician.
Yeah, so Sophie, you know, she's my oldest of three. She's a super talented musician. She sings and plays keys and saxophone. And she moved down to Austin and she's been performing a lot. And she was one of my early readers of the book. So it was kind of fun to get that. And then she wrote this song that we're going to hear, Marionette. It's just, there's this little scene in the book where the staff's all kind of going out after staying up really late and drinking and relaxing from a busy shift. And then they all leave. And then the main guy, Roland, is there. And then these wolf head guys come in with a bunch of guns and stuff. And it gets real scary. But this intro of this song is like this great sort of eerie, like the world's going to change really fast, you know. Just love the, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I love the way you're painting the picture of your book. It's incredibly visual, which is perfect for radio. When it comes to Thursday and you gathering with your friends, I know you're in between spots right now. You're actually in Austin, Texas. I would think that maybe it's a little more bittersweet or touching that you're going to be here in Sacramento and celebrating such a big creative milestone with a place that has been a big part of your life.
Oh yeah, no, Sac's still home for us. I still have family there. My in-laws live there. I have a ton of great friends who are there. And just with all our kids moving up and leaving the house, they're in three different states. So it's a little easier for us to kind of travel around and see them. But the book is based in Sacramento. So it really felt appropriate to have the launch there and to really just celebrate with a community that I've worked with for so long. So it's more sweet than bitter. I wouldn't say it's bitter
good,
at all.
Good, 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 good. All sweet. You mentioned that this is part of a series. Have the wheels already started turning of the next book in this series?
Oh, yeah. I have. It's almost, the first draft is almost done. Casa Monticello. It's about these vampires who live underneath Lake Berryessa, which is kind of fun and local. But it's tied into this book. It gets really weird and fun. But yeah, I had a lot of fun researching that.
Well, thank you for keeping it weird and fun, Ryan.
Thanks for having me on, Vicky. This has been great.
Yeah, it really was a pleasure. Ryan Tseng is an artist, bartender, and author. His debut novel just came out, and the release party will be held from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Citizen Hotel's Scandal Bar. The event is 21 and over. It is open to the public. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. And our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. But in the meantime, here's more of Ryan Tseng's daughter, Sophie, and her song, Marionette.
He cuts the cords and one by one, my limbs grow numb. I'm dumb, pulling towards a cold, dark floor. I won, but at what cost? Wires on the floor, no support, no way.